God is dead, God is dead, going, going, going. In the pure bliss of this, the erotic rocking of the coach. France splits open like a ripe fig in the mind. We are raping the land, we are not stopping. The pretty blonde turns out the light and it is warm and dark in the compartment with the blinds into the narrow corridor pulled down. And the night landscape outside the window slowly, slowly coming alive in a chiaroscuro of shadows and stars. For we are leaving the thick clouds and smoky ceiling. We are plunging through into clear moonlight, first edging the thinning clouds like curded cream, then breaking forth pure and clear in a spinning blueness. Single lights in clusters and villages. Then the weird whiteness of roads, as if made of broken white shells or trails of breadcrumbs left by the babes in the woods. Stars now, too, against the sky, turning in spirals, growing to look like Van Gogh stars. And the strange black trees, windblown, torturous, twisted, idiosyncratic pen sketches against the sky. Cypresses. And quarries, steep like a cubist painting in blocks, and slanting roof lines and rectangular wider shacks, bleached in the light with geometric shadows. Then blackness again, and land lying flat under the clear moon. Drowsing for a while, stretched out on my back on the narrow compartment seat, with a good weight of Sassoon sleeping fitfully on my breast. And underneath, always the tireless language of the train wheels, rocking us gently within a network of steel, slowing, calming into lights of neon, and rousing from a dizzy coma to jump down the steep train steps onto the platform, where vendors are selling bottled drinks and sandwiches. We buy a bottle of red wine and two large soft rolls of white bread with ham inside. We are very hungry and rip into the large soft sandwiches with our teeth, drinking down the wine in a white paper cup, finishing the peanuts we brought in a little paper bag and the cellophane parcel of dried figs, and finally the three small tangerines which we peel, smelling the sharp fragrance as the porous skin tears open, spitting the slippery white seeds into a brown paper bag which we put under the seat with the empty wine bottle and the crisp little coat of the peanuts, scattered about whispering underfoot. Hours leap or delay on the luminous dial of Sassoon's watch. Between dozing and waking to stare out into the all-comprehensive blackness, France runs past. Secret hidden, giving only the moon, rocky hills now, with clotted patches of whiteness, perhaps snow, probably not. Then lifting my head sleepily once, suddenly the moon shining incredibly on water. Marseille, the Mediterranean. At last, unbelievable, the moon on that sea, that azure sea I dreamed about on maps in the sixth grade, surrounded by the pink, yellow, green, and caramel countries, the pyramids and the Sphinx, the Holy Land, the classic white ruins of the Greeks, the bleeding bulls of Spain, and the stylized pairs of boys and girls in native costume, holding hands splendid in embroidered silks, the Mediterranean. Sleep again, and at last the pink vin rosé light of dawn along the back of the hills in a strange country. Red earth, orange tiled villas in yellow and peach and aqua, and the blast, the blue blast of the sea on the right. The Côte d'Azur, a new country, a new year, spiked with green explosions of palms, cacti sprouting vegetable octopuses with spiky tentacles, and the red sun rising like the eye of God out of the screaming blue sea.
Thank you. deux différents chiens. J'aurais tellement aimé que les deux se connaissent. En même temps, il ne se serait jamais accepté. Petite escapade à la montagne, tellement ressourçante. Totalement amoureuse des paysages autour de les Alpes, on se croirait au Canada. La photo a été prise devant la Durance lors de notre ascension. Périple. Ici c'est moi devant un coucher de soleil, en duo. Ici c'est moi avec ma capuche et... Thank you.